From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm entrancing anchorman Bill Curtis, and here is your host at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you. Now, come on. I thought you were genteel here. It is great to be back here at the Music Shed at Tanglewood. Now, of course, this place is best known as the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. But we're proud to say that after our successful show a year ago right here, well, the musicians learned a thing or two about how to do it right. Some of the traditionalists don't like it, but as far as we're concerned, you have not heard the 1812 Overture until you've heard it done entirely with fart sounds. Whatever your taste, we know you want Carl Castle's voice in your home answering machine. Now is the time to get it. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Sophie, and I'm calling from Portland, Maine.
Hey, Sophie, how are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Portland, Maine, up the coast, a ways from here. Do you like all good Mainers? Are you a native Mainer?
I am not. I'm an import.
You're an import. So you haven't learned to hold Massachusetts residents in the kind of fear and contempt that is traditional among Mainers.
Well, I'm married to a man from Massachusetts, and I've lived here long enough that I know what they mean.
Right. You've learned the hard way. Well, welcome to the show, Sophie. Let me introduce you to our great panel this week. First up, a writer for Real Time with Bill Maher. It's Mr. Adam Felber.
Hi, Sophie.
Next, a comedian performing September 19th at the Midland Theater in Kansas City, Missouri, Paula Poundstone.
Hey, Sophie.
Hi, Paula. Huge fan.
Oh, thank you.
And a writer and humorist whose newest book is Alphabet Her Juice and lives just down the road in Western Massachusetts. It's Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi, Roy.
You're not a big fan?
Okay. Well, Sophie, welcome to the show. You're going to start us off, as is traditional, with Who's Bill? This time, Bill Curtis is now going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you will win scorekeeper emeritus Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. You ready to play?
Yes.
Here it is. Here is your first quote.
Ah, that's gold.
Bill was just simulating right now, doing something that just about everybody and their dogs and their cats are doing, and then posting to the internet. What is it?
That's the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge.
Yes, the Ice Bucket Challenge. Yes, well done. So, as everybody knows, this is the thing. The idea is you donate $100 to fight ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, or you dump a bucket of ice water in your head. Most people do both. This has been one of the most successful fundraising campaigns ever. It's brought in almost $100 million this summer.
Wow.
This is true. It's amazing. This is a charity that raised less than $3 million last year. Somewhere, Lou Gehrig is like, you couldn't have thought of this. 75 years ago? I think wherever he is, he's revising the luckiest man statement.
Yeah. Not so lucky. As I thought.
Have you guys done this? Have any of you been challenged? Because, of course, as you also know, the idea is you do it, then you challenge other people to do it, and it sort of spreads.
My six-year-old son was challenged.
Was he?
And he rose to the challenge.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know where he's going to find the money, though.
Yeah. maybe we've just been desensitized, because I've seen so many videos of so many people doing it. And let's face it, ice water over your head, not that impressive. You want my money, try the boiling water challenge. People are being imaginative with their approaches online. For example, Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft, did a video of himself building an elaborate device to dump the water on him, and then you watch him wait an hour while it reboots. Here, Sophie, is your next quote.
There is a lake of wine on the floor.
That was a winery owner reporting on the real victims of what tragedy last weekend?
The earthquake in California.
Yes, the earthquake is specifically in Northern California, Napa, Sonoma, wine country. The entire public radio community came together this week to mourn the tragedy in Northern California. Very few people were injured, but the losses in decent drinkable wines were devastating. We wince at all the images of thousands of broken wine bottles. You know that one guy in Napa who's been collecting boxed wine was feeling smart.
Yeah.
It was so heartwarming to see the global outpouring of goodwill toward the victims of the earthquake. Jimmy Carter himself came in to help, and he found out he wasn't helping out Somalia, he was helping out Somaliers.
All I know is that there are a lot of fine, lonely cheeses out there tonight.
Oh, yeah. No, FEMA merely airlifted in water crackers so rescue workers and survivors could continue to cleanse their palates.
Well, it was a bad storm, but it had a nice bouquet, if you were there.
Here, Sophie, is your last quote.
It is perfectly acceptable to binge-watch Netflix for 12 hours a day, but if you tell someone you did this for a few hours, you're treated like a weirdo.
That was a weirdo. He was talking to Vice Magazine about Twitch TV. Ooh. That internet channel was recently purchased by Amazon for almost $1 billion. And on that TV channel, that online channel, you can do what?
Watch video game competitions or video game streaming.
Right, yes. You watch other people play video games.
Who knew?
This is amazing. Amazon paid, like I said, almost $1 billion to buy an online video network that just shows other people playing video games. We thought watching other people play video games is something only women with awful boyfriends had to do. So who wants to do this? Turns out millions of people, more people watched one tournament on Twitch than watched the finales of The Sopranos and Breaking Bad combined. Mm. It's hugely popular. You thought playing video games was the laziest thing you could do. Yeah, we knew what you were doing. You guys were trying to get us to move our thumbs. Well, not anymore, suckers.
What if... Okay, you know what would make it worse? If you were watching it on your couch and you had beside your couch those carpeted stairs for your dog to use to walk up onto your couch.
Yeah.
That would be like a step lower.
What if you had, like Amazon, you know, they're getting into all kinds of businesses. What if they sell a TV that had like motorized wheel that turns it sideways so you can just lie in the couch? You don't have to get up. You can just lie there.
Okay. Well, that you might be onto something.
Yeah.
I was kidding, but that might be genius.
Yeah. And then the Amazon bedsore drone will come by every 6 hours to turn you.
Watching other people play video games, you know, all right, I admit that that's not always the most exciting thing, but some of the fan fiction about watching other people play video games.
Oh, that's
great.
Crazy.
It's much crazier than watching people do radio.
You know, you make a good point, Roy.
You know, I feel it's bringing America and family life to its knees, the video game stuff. I hate it with every fiber in my body. But when people defend it, they always say, like, it's good for head-eye coordination. That's what it's good for, head-eye coordination. Like, as if we had been experiencing an enormous deficit in our country. As if, you know, that's what's wrong with our schools.
People are accidentally pouring ice on their heads every day.
Well, I know,
exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think they confuse a little more.
Like,
it turns out all those people were just trying to make a drink, and the next thing you know. Bill, how did Sophie do in our quiz?
I think Sophie did wonderfully. 3-0.
Good
Whoa.
For you.
Well done. She's very good, Sophie. You were on it.
Okay,
Sophie was unbelievable. Well, you win Carl Castle's voice in your voicemail. Congratulations, Sophie, and thanks for playing.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.